today's news the way you want it. It's America's News with John DeMaster on the Positive Talk Network.
Well, here we are. April 15th would be tax day, but you get a little extra time this year. President Trump explaining that he's withholding funding to the World Health Organization. That big announcement yesterday from the White House.
While a review is conducted to assess the World Health Organization's role in severely mismanaging and covering up the spread of the coronavirus.
He noted the World Health Organization was not on board with his decision to ban travel to the United States from China, calling out other nations and regions for accelerating the pandemic by following their guidelines.
Other nations and regions who followed WHO guidelines and kept their borders open to China accelerated the pandemic all around the world.
He says the decision is one of the greatest tragedies and missed opportunities from the early days. Meantime, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says it appears his state is past the apex of the coronavirus curve.
We should take some comfort in the fact that we have demonstrated that we can actually control the spread of the virus.
Cuomo added that as bad as the numbers are, they're not as bad as original projections, said most numbers are down if only slightly, and then warned about going in the wrong direction after doing so much to flatten the curve.
We're not out of the woods. In this reopening, we could lose all the progress we made in 1 week if we do it wrong.
Still, he said it's important to remember that there are still 1,600 people a day walking into hospitals and being diagnosed with COVID-19. This might be a good time to check your bank account. The Treasury Department says $1,200 coronavirus stimulus payments will hit the accounts of more than 80 million people today. Americans who don't use direct deposit will be sent checks. The Washington Post says the checks may end up being a little bit late, because the president's name is being added to those checks. Delta set to receive $5.4 billion in federal relief. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin announcing the deal with the airline yesterday, which is part of a larger $25 billion bailout for passenger airlines. Their CEO says there's been a 95% drop in passenger traffic since the coronavirus pandemic hit. For more of the day's top stories, let's bring in Morgan McCarthy. Hey, Morgan.
Thanks, John. The April 15th tax deadline has been extended for 3 months, but fewer than half of all U.S. taxpayers are taking advantage of it. The filing deadline is extended until July 15th because of the pandemic, but a new Harris poll out today shows only 43% of people surveyed are waiting until July to file their tax returns. Independent Congressman Justin Amash of Michigan says he's considering a presidential bid. Amash made the comment on Twitter Monday while posting a series of tweets criticizing President Trump's claim that his authority is total. The congressman wrote that Americans who believe in limited government deserve another option. The governor of Florida is defending his decision to declare professional wrestling an essential business during the coronavirus pandemic. Governor Rick DeSantis raised eyebrows this week when he declared that WWE is an essential business. DeSantis defended the decision yesterday, saying people are starved for new entertainment. For America's News, I'm Morgan McCarthy. Let's check in with Ben Olson for some entertainment headlines. Hey, Ben.
Thanks, Morgan. It is time for your entertainment news nuggets. Jennifer Lopez and Robert De Niro are thanking frontline healthcare workers. The New York Presbyterian Hospital has live daily video briefings led by the hospital's executive president. All 47,000 employees remain in the loop. New York natives Lopez and De Niro are some of the latest celebrities to record special messages for the employees to thank them for risking their health and taking care of those affected by the deadly disease. Some of the Garden State's biggest stars are coming together for a pandemic relief fund for New Jersey. Bruce Springsteen, Halsey, Jon Bon Jovi, Charlie Puth and SZA will all perform to raise funds to help the state's most vulnerable communities. Danny DeVito, Whoopi Goldberg, Jon Stewart, and Kelly Ripa will also make appearances. It's scheduled for April 22nd on Apple TV and other stations. The host of Jeopardy! Is spilling secrets from behind the scenes. Alex Trebek's memoir comes out July 21st, the day before he turns 80. The book is structured like the game show, with each chapter written as a question. He's also sharing thanks for the support in his battle with pancreatic cancer. With your entertainment news nuggets for America's News, I'm Ben Olson.
Thanks, Ben, and that is America's News for this Wednesday, April 15th. You can check us out online. Go to Facebook, look for America's News with John DeMaster or demastermedia.com. Have a fantastic day.